Many forts, many uses. The main image on the sign is a bird's-eye view engraving of Fort Independence, the eighth and most recent fort built on Castle Island. It was completed in 1851. The fort has five sides with bastions at each corner and a large parade ground within. The sally port, or entrance, faces south. Cannons are in position on top of the ramparts, aimed at the channel leading to Boston's wharves. An American flag flutters high above the fort. Out in the channel, three sailing vessels are passing by. Castle Island's strategic position, alongside the narrow deepwater channel into Boston, made it an ideal location to deter attacks. English colonists built the island's first fort in 1634. They used what was readily available, timber and mud. Each fort that followed was sturdier than the one before. The present one is made of granite from Rockport, Massachusetts. The island served a mix of military and civilian roles. Religious dissenters, deserters, and convicted criminals were among those imprisoned here. British officials and soldiers took refuge here from outraged Bostonians in the 1700s. The island was Boston's inoculation facility during the 1764 smallpox outbreak. And during World War II, Castle Island served as the location where the Navy demagnetized hundreds of U.S. warships to protect them from the enemy's magnetic mines. In 1962, the federal government transferred the fort and island to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Fort Independence is managed by the Department of Conservation and Recreation and is open on select summer days with tours offered by Castle Island Association volunteers. There are three small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first image is the cover of a published speech by Prince Hall, titled "A Charge Delivered to the African Lodge, June 14, 1797, at Menotomy by the Right Worshipful Prince Hall," published by the desire of the members of said lodge, 1797. Menotomy, where Prince Hall delivered this speech, is today's Arlington, Massachusetts. More than 20 years earlier, in March 1775, Prince Hall and 14 other men of color had been inducted into a British Army lodge of Freemasonry, likely at Castle Island. 9 years later, they formed the first Masonic African lodge in the U.S. One of the most influential African-American activists of the late 1700s, Prince Hall advocated for an end to slavery and equal treatment for persons of color, notably in this widely published speech. The center image is an engraving showing cannon being tested on Castle Island during the Civil War. Barges brought cannon manufactured at South Boston Iron Company down Fort Point Channel and up to the island, which was easier than transporting them over land. On the print, several men are clustered in the foreground. Smoke is billowing from the cannon. Union recruits also trained on Castle Island during the war. The image on the right is a 1776 map showing the peninsula that was Boston and the largely uninhabited Dorchester Neck, today South Boston. Off the eastern tip of the neck, about half a mile offshore, is Castle Island. It's almost completely surrounded by shallow water, the flats, except along its north shore where a channel leads into the harbor.